Mount Everest. More than 6,000 people have climbed to the highest point on Earth. Fewer than 10 of them have been black. There is not a lot of diversity in the sports of mountaineering and climbing, but members of one expedition are trying to change that. The Full Circle Everest Expedition is an all-black team of climbers ascending the 29,032-foot summit. Philip Henderson leads the group. He's a veteran mountaineer and outdoor guide who has spent a lot of time in Nepal. For now, he joins us from Colorado just before the team heads out. Philip, how are you? It's nice to have you.
Well, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So let me start by asking you how this expedition came together. Not the team, not the logistics, but the vision.
The vision came together by, you know, really when I started working in the outdoor industry and realizing that I was one of few black people who worked in the industry, and that I realized that I wanted to share that same experience and nature and things like that, and climbing, my love for climbing and all of these things outdoors with other people who look like me.
Yeah. As a climber, have you been in many situations where you are the one or one of just a few black climbers? What's that like?
Oh, yeah, there's many instances in that sense. And I think that that's for all of us, which is one of the things that we share in terms of the team, is that we've all been in that situation.
Yeah. Now, I understand your group is leaving pretty soon. Can you give us a bit of an overview of how long this whole expedition is going to take?
It's funny you asked that question, because people ask, when does the expedition start? And they said, it starts as soon as you raise your hand and you say, I'm in. I want to be a part of the team.
Yeah.
And for us, it's been almost 3 years, but the climb itself will take about 2 months, yeah.
And this is surely a heavy financial lift to pay for the gear, to pay for the Sherpas, the travel, all of that.
Yes, yeah, it is. It's been a lot of work. And, you know, you're talking over, you know, $500,000 for a team of this size, and our support, our Sherpa team as well. That is a part of our team. So yeah, it's a big endeavor. When you look at equipment, flights, food, you know, so many different things. So we've done I'm so proud of the team who we've put together a good fundraising campaign with a lot of support from the community, from the outdoor community, really. And that's what's really made it happen, is, you know, our hard work and the support we've gotten from the community itself.
Your team includes a number of African Americans and at least one black African. When your group gets together and talks about why this matters, what answers do you get?
Really, it's about building community. We as individuals are a part of the community, and then we have these other communities that we're a part of as well. And bridging the gaps between that, you know, and the love for what the experiences that we have and the connection that we have with nature is really what drives us, as well as wanting to see more people like us. You know, when I see a young kid, you know, say, I want to try climbing a mountain, that inspires me to continue doing that, because I know I may have opened his mind to something and exposed him to something he hadn't done before. So,
yeah. Now, as I was kind of reading up on what some members of your team have said about this, some have mentioned intentional barriers over the years to black climbers. When Edmund Hillary and his Sherpa Tenzing Norgay were the first to summit Everest in 1953, national parks had only recently been desegregated in this country. Black people couldn't vote in this country. Do you take a long view of where you are here?
Oh, of course. I've always taken that long view from before national parks were even in existence. I think of slaves sometimes when I'm out, and how far we've come. And this is freedom for me. This is freedom for us, because we're connected to that. That, you know, nature can't be taken away from you. You know, because no one can put me in my place. You know, I choose my own place to be, and this is where I choose to be, is in the outdoor industry, and always have for a long time.
Yeah. So Mount Everest, tallest peak in the world. I just wonder, how does that motivate you when you're training, when you're pushing through, when you're in pain, when you're huffing at 14,000, 15,000 feet?
You know, I look at it as like any other mountain, really. It's just longer to go. You just keep telling yourself, put one foot in front of the other, keep putting one foot in front of the other, you know, and you know, mountaineering is a mental game. it's as much of a mental challenge as it is a physical challenge. So,
well, Philip, I want to wish you and your team great luck in your expedition. And if you find yourself stuck in your tent on the way to Mount Everest at the base camp and you need a second and somebody to check in with you, we would love to chat with you. Thank you for the time and good luck.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And maybe we might give you a shout.
Philip Henderson is expedition leader for the all-black climbing group called Full Circle Everest Expedition. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for having me.